Real
He is a
cheap.
real cheap guy.
But so these slides should be real interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll be real interesting. I think it'll be a good slideshow. Too bad you can't make it.
Who else do you know that's been there besides what's your name?
Just Casey and Nathan, that's all. Yeah, Nathan, sort of.
I want to go.
I'd like to go
also. It's an interesting thing, huh?
I'd like to go.
It's an interesting thing, though, because I'm wondering, you know, since it is such... it's restricted. You have to go through Mexico.
No, I don't think
Isn't
so.
Isn't Nicaragua
no.
one of the things you
I don't think
you
so.
Can't go?
No,
I
we
think
have
it is.
No, I don't think so. We have, technically speaking, full diplomatic relations
oh, yeah?
with Nicaragua. Yeah, they have an ambassador and, you know, an American ambassador
then
there.
Why does everybody
like a
have
nest
to go
of CIA
through
spies. That's just there isn't a direct transportation, but
thought,
it's
no,
not
but
it's
it
not like going to Cuba where they have to make connections through Mexico
I knew
because
someone who went to Cuba and had to go make connections through Mexico.
That's because it's illegal for Americans to travel to
but
Cuba.
But I wonder whether this it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh yeah, just like Lebanon just became. They say Lebanon is actually it just became illegal and you know.
For a few years.
Libya, too. Isn't Libya as well? There's quite a few places. Libya?
There's only a handful of places.
How long has it been illegal for Americans?
Well, it was illegal. It was illegal. It was illegal, you know, from like the time of the Castro Revolution up until, I think, the early 70s, the Supreme Court overturned travel restrictions on the passport and said that the government couldn't really prevent you from going anywhere. And then... That changed again a few years later. They passed some laws or something like that, which did enable the government to do visa restrictions. And I think Cuba and North Korea,
now Lebanon.
And now Lebanon and Libya mm-hmm. are the only places that maybe Vietnam also, mm-hmm. where you're supposedly not able to use your passport to go to, but you really, I mean, you can.
They
you
know.
You can't.
The thing
like,
is, what I'm wondering,
time.
Is people that go to
and less often to
to
Vietnam and North Korea.
Wouldn't
but
the State
go to
Department
Cuba all the time.
Know everybody that went to Nicaragua?
Sure.
Wouldn't they know? And that's what's sort of worrisome.
With the CIA.
That's what's worrisome. That I'm sure they have case analysts anyway. But
oh,
I
yeah.
mean, but I'm saying, well, he's the only existing live member of the Peace and Freedom Party left. You know, but
the only one under the age of 60.
Yeah, no. And it's really funny that I would think that they would have a thing on you. They would actually possibly even keep an eye on you or watch you. I don't know how many Americans have been to Nicaragua. How many?
No, plenty. They're delegations.
A lot of people.
There's delegations going every week. Yeah, thousands.
Well,
a
lot of them are religious, so that is, you know,
religious
they usually church things.
And lots of people like trade
themselves.
Unions and political, you know, leftish or liberal types. And, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go too. I'd rather go to Mexico, though.
Not quite the same.
I'd kind of like to go to Guatemala, but...
I think Mexico is like the place to go because it's got everything. It's got history, it's got big cities, it's got ruins, and it's got resorts, you know. Oh, God, the Caribbean is incredible. It's beautiful, beautiful blue water. What?
I know the Caribbean.
Beautiful, beautiful blue water and warm water and like coral and tropical fish and incredible like resort like hotels and restaurants.
Oh, when we were there last, it was just after an election, and I got all these great photographs of like election posters, you know, from
Hunger
all the like
strikes.
the little various leftist parties. They'd like you know post then. Wall graffiti and posters all over everything, so I took a bunch of pictures of that, and they were currently having hunger strikes all over southern Mexico because it was a particularly, I mean, it was even more corrupt
election.
Than the usual
what they
corrupt
did, they
election.
Stuffed ballots.
Yeah, they always stuffed ballots, but this time
it was
even more blatant than usual. And so I got pictures of them having their people doing hunger strikes and that kind of thing. And in particular in one little Indian town, I forgot what the town was called, Tlacochihuaya. You know, I mean, most of these things we saw like in Oaxaca and you know places that were that were pretty big. But we went to this one little tiny Indian town, and there they, you know, in the little, I forget what they call it, the little central plaza area.
The plaza, Mercado, what?
I forgot, there was some term they used the Socalo. The Socalo. There was a big banner.
This is a town. There is a town right around here that is, still has a Socalo. It's built around a Socalo. You were telling me about.
Oh, that was right. That was Sonoma.
Sonoma still has a Socalo. Did you know that?
Yeah, it was built around it's built during the Mexican.
The
actually,
whole
probably
town
during
is
the Spanish
still built
period
around
or
the
during the
plaza.
Mexican period. I don't know, but the whole town still has the old Mexican plaza and the Mexican governor general's house was right there, and the church,
like the
and that
street,
kind of thing,
you know?
Is, you know, right in the center of Sonoma.
Sonoma of all places.
Yeah, so you can go up there and see old California and drink wine.
That's interesting. Did you ever find out what disease you had?
No. I went to the doctor and he did a blood test and said, I just went to some local doctor right here. I didn't go to Deutsch. No, he just did a blood test and said, yeah, well, your blood's all shot and you have the liver of a 90-year-old. I think you picked up some virus, like he named it like half a dozen viruses and said, I could do some more tests and find out which one, but by the time we got the test results back, it'd probably be over with it anyway, so why bother?
He is like that, though. That's his attitude.
That
That's
wasn't
what I don't
Deutsch.
Like about him. Oh, that wasn't Deutsch. It sounds like Deutsch.
No, it was somebody right here named Dr. Garcia. University of South Guadalajara.
Or Grenada.
Hey.
Grenada University doctors.
So that's put you off traveling down there?
Twice in a row, almost deadly diseases.
And you both eat the same things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
In fact, I eat stuff that he doesn't eat that he wouldn't dare touch. You know, I eat like a ceviche and all kinds of salads and.
Guaca.
I eat all kinds of stuff like that, you know. The ceviche is full of vegetables, full of cut-up tomatoes. And
I eat most everything that you do.
Yeah,
I don't eat ceviche because I don't like the idea of eating raw food. Yeah. But I mean, raw, like meat and fish, the idea bothers me. But
you know,
I eat everything else. I eat, like, you know, vegetables and salads and
meat
from, like,
old corner
stands.
You're a lot more
Because who wants to go and travel in areas like that and, like, not be able to have the local food? That's part of the whole thing.
It's delicious.
So
it's
I eat
cheap.
The local food and get deathly ill.
He's real.
Now you're not
going
to go back.
Now I'll never go back. I won't have to worry about it. I won't be put in that position anymore.
Real depressed immune system. Real bad. He gets sick real easily. All his life he's been like that. It's really horrible.
Would you like a supplement?
Stop pushing those pills.
I take already
about
400.
Medicine,
looks like. Look at that.
I can't believe how many different types of pills you have in there. Let me see. I want you to pull them all out. Why don't you pull every bottle out? I want
to
see every.
What's that big flat one? It looks like the host.
No. You know what it looks like? You know what it looks like? It looks like a WAFO. What are those WAFO?
Nickel wafers.
Nickel wafers.
Huh. Yeah.
Looks like the kind of thing that we would get burnt at the stake for sticking a knife into.
This is Pepsin, I think. I'm not sure.
You think? How can you remember all of them, dude? Don't you
know? I know all of them.
Really?
And these smell real neat.
Ooh, what is it?
It smells just like fish rotten.
Yeah, it does smell like rotten fish.
No, it doesn't.
Was it like the filet of cod liver ale or something?
It smells good.
I line those up in the
Does this mean something because it smells good to me? Am I deficient?
It's like fish. What is it? Is it like
enzymes?
More enzymes?
That's your theory.
Fish,
more
fish
of
blood
a
enzymes?
Theory than a
I know.
If it smells good to you, you need it.
AF beta food?
Liver.
This is liver.
How many different liver things do you have?
Vitamin C.
She's that's her biggest problem.
More liver, but it has a lot lower.
In fact,
GI,
she's actually on a waiting list for a liver transplant.
I used to eat that gum, that Pepsin coated gum when I was a kid. Beeman's. I really liked it.
They still have that. They still have it. It's
I
got,
like
it had a packaging of like kind of white and
yeah,
red
and it said
or white
with
blue.
Pepsin.
C. Enzymes.
What kind of enzymes?
Digestive.
My sister used to always try and give me papaya enzymes.
Yeah, that's good. Yes. Here,
that one's all the
what are those?
For your immune system.
What are they?
Oh, they have glam.
Glam?
Don't take that, dude. Let's see how many bottles.
Yeah,
let's see all the bottles.
This is, I want to know what taurine, taurine is.
I have no idea.
I actually asked her, and she said something, and she was walking out of the room, and I didn't catch it.
Let's see all the bottles. I want to see all the bottles.
What do you take? You take one of these a day, or five of these a day, or something?
Anywhere from one to six or 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but when you run...
Thank you.
I think I was taking about 10 of these or more a day.
I can't afford to take
it. There's 15,000 units of vitamin A. I think that's toxic.
That is toxic.
And so I called up the person who gave this to me, and I said, excuse me,
am I killing myself?
Am I killing myself? He goes, no, you're sick. Take them. So I'm still here. And then these smell really... This smells like Guayaquil. This smells like rotten garbage. Isn't that great?
It smells like vitamins. That's a good story.
It doesn't smell like vitamins. That smells like garbage. It smells like you're walking past a dumpster.
Yeah, she said, don't take these in public. And then this is just basic, very absorbable iron. You probably need some of these too here.
He's got iron with his multiples.
Well, I have iron too, but some of it isn't absorbable. This is very absorbable.
What do you mean
iron.
Absorbable?
This is good for your anemia. Take one of those a day and your stomach.
All right.
People can't absorb.
What is it? Did you like walk around dispensing pills?
Yeah.
Well, only to you and him.
Does George take any of this stuff?
He won't take any of this
stuff. But he's as healthy as an ox, that guy. That guy is healthy as an ox. Yeah, but I'm saying is like, you know, as much as he's abused his liver and all other things in his life, he's still as healthy as an ox. The guy is just, you know, he works hard. He plays hard, as they say.
And yet, nothing a man wants after a tough day of working hard and playing 12 hard.
12 six packs.
Then a bunch of vitamin pills and 12 six packs.
But you know, and yet he's still healthy. Reminds me of my brother.
Still walking around, how healthy.
Reminds me of my brother. My brother abused his body for 15 years on a daily basis, and he's like as strong as a man.
Yeah, but don't let the muscles fool you. I mean,
that's true.
You have all these internal organs that you can't see.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you think about, like, Bruno. You met Bruno. It's my mother's old ex-boyfriend. He's just a slight, skinny little guy who's always been sickly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he used to say to my brother, you know, my brother was heavily into drug abuse, and he used to say to my brother, and he really meant it. It's sort of like was empty words to teenagers, you know. But he really meant it. He said, you're real lucky. He said, you've been blessed with a great body, and here you are. Fucking it up.
He knew he was into recreational substances?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was obvious.
What that mean?
It was obvious. He went all the way. He didn't go part way. He went all the way.
Yeah. Henry is a... it wasn't hard to tell with Henry because usually he couldn't speak without slurring.
Heavily slurring, yeah. It was like, never knew where he was, and he'd have tons of money. Like he'd make a lot of money. He'd get paid once a week. He'd have rolls of hundreds or something in his pocket, and he'd wake up somewhere and it'd be all gone. He didn't know where it went. That kind of shit. Jewelry and rings and things would be missing, and all kinds of things like that. Oh, all kinds of stuff.
He still lives.
Oh, he's fine now. He's doing real well.
He's
No, he's living with his girlfriend. He's doing real well. I'm real proud of him. It's been over a year that he's been totally clean. He doesn't even eat cake with rum in it.
Oh, of course not. No alcohol.
Nothing. I mean, absolutely.
He's on the program.
And he's like real proud. He's involved. He goes every night. He goes to meetings. He's involved with the whole organization. He holds his own meetings, and he started his own meeting in Hollywood on Thursday nights. He's holding it. He's like treasurer.
It's the Henry Gimbert meeting.
It's really funny. I mean, the guy is great, isn't he? He's not hopeless. I had given him up for dead.
I always told her.
I'd given him up for dead. But you have to at one point let go. You can't constantly be torn to pieces by, you know, somebody like that.
So your mother's happy now?
My mother's never happy. My mother wouldn't be happy if everything was great. And everything is great. It's so funny. She's always had her kids to worry about. Oh, miserable. Oh, poor. She's totally happy now. I mean, she's got no excuse. Absolutely no excuse to be miserable. But she's miserable because that's just the way she is. It's kind of like you, Jim.
That's not at all like me.
No reason to be miserable. You have no reason to be miserable.
First of all, I'm not miserable. And secondly, I have plenty of reasons to be more than slightly disturbed with life.
Oh, honey. You're not miserable at all.
Honey, there's one of the reasons right there.
Oh. He shouldn't be miserable. There's no reason for him to be miserable.
So what does she complain to you about now?
Everything. They told
me. What is her complaint? My son's not a drug addict.
Oh, no,
my daughter has a job.
No. I think her complaint, what are her complaint? Who knows what her complaint? Oh, the dogs keep me up and the, you know, this and that.
As opposed to my son
stuff.
Is an original
Odin. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just a general malaise about life, you know. It never ends, you know. It never ever ends.
Look at that.
Is it the season for your turtles to be romantically involved?
I guess so. They've been doing it for a while now.
It's really amazing.
I think that's really
he can. He like takes his nails and he flutters them in front of it, like trying to cast a spell over her.
Yeah.
It's Have you really read why that's done?
Yeah, he's trying to cast a spell over her.
Oh, that's
Is he really?
Well, no. I mean, it's not literally that. That's their.
Like
that's their.
That's a little mating.
It's their mating courtship ritual,
yeah,
and when she's. When she's interested,
he saw them porking.
You know, I saw him. I saw him actually doing it. I'm one of the very few living human beings who've seen turtles having sex. Yeah. Look, there he goes again. He's trying. See, he's wiggling the things in front of her face, trying to get her interested. He's got those real, real long fingernails.
Yeah, the males only have the nails, and they're long and fat tails.
The males
Look,
have
watch,
those.
Watch him flutter. I love the little flutter. You've seen her flutter. It's really amazing. And yet she's not running from him. I remember at the beginning when he started his courtship thing, she was frantically running around, like trying to get away from him, and he was biting her and stuff like that.
No, I don't really know. I mean, I haven't bothered to sit around and catalog what they're doing, you know, but this, I think, is fairly light. I think this is he's just trying to, like,
Could
check
be foreplay.
Her out. This is he's checking her out. I don't think it's even gotten to the foreplay yet. This is the, hey, come here, babe. You know? And she's kind of shining him on. She's not really, but she's not showing a lot of interest either. I think when
his
he starts biting her,
is curved like that. Is it always
yeah.
curved like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes it's.
Yeah, I think when he starts biting her, that's when he's a lot more interested.
That
in so
when
is
we
she.
Bought him, when we bought him, he was larger than her. Now look at them.
She's a glutton.
He was larger than her. Remember
she's
that?
She's like twice as big as he is now.
I mean, I just can't imagine. It's incredible. She's just growing. She's going to be as big as that turtle in the pet shop.
Yeah, in 30 years, huge.
I mean,
they've had this thing, this turtle for like 30 years, ever since the pet shop.
The problem is it's in the tank this size, and that's kind of sad. It can't move. It can't swim. It can't do anything. What are you going to do when it gets this big? You're going to have to like transfer it to a bathtub. You're going to have like an old bathtubs are hard to find.
I give her a swift kick into the L.A. River at that point.
Oh, come on.
She,
you kidding me? She already eats me out of a house and a home.
But you know, when she gets that big, when she gets that big, she'll need a vat of worms and they're expensive.
But you'll provide them. You'll have investments and
what is it that I'm going to be invested?
You know what, though, you said as they get older, they eat more vegetable matter.
Yeah, so I have to feed her heads of lettuce at a time.
Go down? Or?
I guess.
No, you
That's
know
what
he's such a softy. You know what they do eat that he refuses, which would be easy to feed,
I'm
cheap.
Not give them goldfish.
Live. They love to eat. They only
I'm
eat
not
live food.
Give them.
It's against his philosophy.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see him chase and eat up
a
goldfish.
The idea of dropping a little goldfish into there and then, like, you know,
it's
watching
neat.
It like you know, like pick goop off the bottom and do its little goldfish business, you know, and then all of a sudden have a turtle come over and take a big hunk out of it, you know,
it
and then like it's
it.
A
the
little shock.
I think
you know.
It will actually be half swimming and half not.
They take bites, you know. And sometimes they can get the whole thing down at once. Other times they just like eat
they
the tail and a
it.
Piece of the fin, and then they, you know, the goldfish manages to get away and flutters around the tank trying to get away from them, half gone.
Oh, Jim, when you say that,
I don't
way,
have
I don't
the heart for that
any.
Kind of thing.
Well, you know what I was doing is for about 2 months when I had that snake in my classroom, I would once a week, it would be a whole ritual. Tuesday, the kids knew. Tuesday, we would all sit around the rug, we'd put the snake, we named it Sissy, and we'd put Sissy like right in front of all the kids, and I would buy a feeder locally, and I would bring it in, and I would put it in the little thing, and we would watch the snake hunt. You know, we would watch Sissy hunt the goldfish, and the snake, and it was so.
The snake was eating goldfish.
Yeah, it would eat only live things. That's the only way they feed. You have to buy
them
feeder
fish.
Yeah, they
want some kinds of snakes.
They'll eat crickets
eat
and things,
things
like that.
You put little goldfish
I would
in
put
box
it.
And
no,
it
no,
not,
in
like,
a bowl, and because it'll only eat it live. And so the snake, the bowl was about yay big, you know. And then the snake would start to. It would see it. and it would start to do this whole little dance. It would start circling the ball and wrapping itself, and it would get faster and faster. Then it would start moving at the same pace that the fish would be swimming, and it would start kind of following it and going fast and fast. It would be like this little whirlwind, you know, and all of a sudden it would go, and you know what's so funny? The snake was, I guess they're very bright about goldfish, is that it would rarely get the fish by the fin. It would almost always get it by the head because it was streamlined, because if it would get it by the tail, then the fins would all get, it would be hard to swallow. Do you know what I mean? It would get all fluffed down. And kids loved it. It was their favorite time of the week. I had one little girl named Ana Mejia, and she was a sensitive, sweet little girl from Guatemala who was, actually, her language was great. And every time, you know what she would do? The first time she did? She crossed herself. She did the cross. For the fish.
For the fish.
And I asked her, why did you do that? And she goes, so that the fish will go to heaven.
Oh,
and then from that point, and then she cried. And then from that point on, everybody would be sitting there looking at the fish anxiously, and I would have to tell him to sit down because, you know, others can't see. Calm down. She would turn around so she'd be facing the wall so she could watch.
I'm very sensitive.
This seven-year-old kid, and she wouldn't want. And she was, it was like, talk about, you know, not influenced by peer pressure, because all the kids were excited, and she knew in a sense that she was kind of supposed to be excited because all the other kids, and she, no. She was, it's really, really, really interesting, you know.
I wonder her personality.
It was so funny is, you know, we had like language lessons from it. We wrote about it, you know, and they would do one or two sentences about it. And a lot of the kids mentioned Ana. And the snake, Sissy ate the fish and Ana cried. That was like, a lot of them did the sentences, and it was really fun. And then a lot of them would draw a picture of Ana, you know, they'd do their sentences, and then they'd draw a picture of Ana. I'm crying.
And what did she write?
See
the vision, I cried. It's
kind of, I don't remember what she wrote, but it was something similar like that. It was something like the goldfish and stuff. And I wouldn't, you know, I would have it from the morning, because I would pick it up in the morning, or I'd pick it up, that's what I'd do, I'd pick it up the night before, like if we're feeding it, I would pick it up Monday, I would take it home, and that was the worst part. I would take it home, and I would like put it in, I would leave it in this plastic bag, put it in a bunch of water in the sink, and I wouldn't go near the sink because I didn't want to look at this thing. I didn't want to get friendly with this fish, you know. And then I would take it in, I would put it in this bag, and I would put it in a paper bag so I wouldn't look at it. And I would put it like over by the sink in the classroom all day, you know, until it was feeding time. And I wouldn't look at it, and I wouldn't let the kids look at it, only when it was put into the bowl, because I just... It was. I was the worst. I was going ew, you know. Like, it was really,
you know, 5 minutes ago she said she really would love to see the turtles eat a goldfish. Now she's saying worst.
This is the idea of it. It's interesting. It's neat. You know,
yeah, it's interesting.
But to actually see it is not as.
I remember once when I was a kid, it's really stuck in my mind. I used to go to an elementary school that had like a pet shop right around the corner from it. And I used to go into the pet stores and look at all the animals and the fish and stuff all the time.
Did you guys go to the same elementary school?
Las Feliz. Anyway,
Where was the pet?
Right around the corner, where, you know where the bank is? The security bank? Uh-huh. And there's all those little shops, there's like Tamara's, that sandwich shop and stuff.
No, on Vermont.
It was on Vermont. On Vermont, like maybe six shops up from Hollywood, or Prospect, rather. There was a little pet shop called Pandora's Pets when I was in elementary school. Anyway, I remember they had this fish in there called an Oscar. And they're these big gnarly suckers. They're I don't know, 6 or 8 inches. And they only eat like other fish. They eat like small fish. And they eat like, you know, like goldfish. I guess goldfish or guppies get the brunt of everything. Poor guys. They're like the cattle of the animal world. They're bred only to feed other
feeders.
Things.
There's nothing but tanks of feeders.
I remember watching them feed the Oscar once when I was a kid, and they dropped in the goldfish. I don't think I'd ever seen it before. Maybe I did. I don't remember. But this time particularly sticks in my mind. He drops the goldfish into the tank, and the goldfish goes and swims around, minding his own little business, eating glop and all that shit, you know, that fish do. And the Oscar sneaks up behind it and opens its mouth and, like, creates a vacuum kind of thing, because
you
got these huge mouths and sucks the goldfish in.
Oh, my God, right from the water.
Yeah, and then, but the goldfish got stuck. halfway into his mouth.
It went the wrong way.
No, it was going. First? It was going.
Mouth first.
Well, it was going. Went tail first.
That's the problem.
I guess that's the wrong
that's
way.
The
I
problem.
Don't know. Anyway, so you got this Oscar there swimming around in the tank with like a goldfish sticking out of his mouth. You know, the head of a goldfish. You could see the little goldfish's eyes and his little mouth going. Bloop, bloop, bloop. And the Oscars are swimming around, and you can tell the little goldfish. I mean, they don't have what you would call massively expressive faces, but I think it was worried. You know, it's going bloop, 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 and it's got these like wide open eyes. You know, I was just imagining what was going through its little mind as the Oscar was swimming around frantically, trying to dislodge it so it could swallow it. You know, and finally it did manage to, you know, like loosen it. I don't know if I remember if it spat it out or what, but it managed to, like, you know, dislodge it one way and then swallow it.
You know what's really interesting but is that the snake, one time, it got it the wrong way. And I thought it wasn't going to eat it, and I was really worried. You know, they disengage their jaws in order... They open their jaws twice. Now this just came off. How's it go? They open their jaws twice... twice the size of their head.